Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of May. Yes, four in our hip pocket and working on five. And the Lone Star State is partially reopened. We're starting to try to get things back to normal. And with that idea in mind,
yes,
so many have been cooped up. How about let's head to the Coastal Bend and maybe rent a condo or, you know, have family down for renting a house. Or maybe you want to make an investment. You know, sometimes during times of trouble, there are great opportunities to take advantage of that. And we're going to visit with longtime friend and Midcoast broker Gary Graham from The Rental Management Company. If you're making plans for the summer months, you better do it now. You've got wide open calendars that are going to fill up very quickly as people will want to head to the beach, head to the bays to do some fishing or recreating. We'll talk about that along with some other news and updates. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And I tell you, Harold, yes. It is so good for at least a part of the Lone Star State to be open, as well as last count that I saw, about 31 other states have started to reopen around the country. Maybe we survive this.
Well, let's hope we do. You know, there's that fear of, oops, you know, then it's going to start spiking. But hopefully what spikes are seen are just the fact that the testing is getting more and more increased. Because obviously there's people out there that, you know, have it or have had the coronavirus, but we just don't know it.
Yeah, I know that we've been erring on the side of caution.
Right.
But quite honestly, the models have been so far off. And it will be interesting once a complete review is done as to where we have lost individuals. And obviously, a loss for any reason is certainly impacts the family members and friends of those that die from this disease or any cause, you know.
Correct, certainly. Just the political posturing is I'm just so tired of that. You know, I'm going to save you. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And sadly, what has happened to me is it is reinforced something somebody told me a long time ago. As I look at these people on television, common sense really ain't that common.
You're right on that. And when it looks to the numbers, what I'm going to be surprised to see, or I'm looking forward to seeing, is the number of those that have perished from this virus actually had underlying illnesses. And they were older. And yes, that impacted. I look at the how prevalent it's been in nursing homes. You know, there's an area right there that maybe some additional oversight.
Oh boy, absolutely
needs to be done, and not just nursing home, but assisted care living. You know, whether regardless of the situation that an individual and family may be dealing with. Mm-hmm. So, but it is nice that we're seeing things open up. Fishing has opened up. Hunting is still available. The things that we do outdoors is certainly available.
Well, we still need to be safe. We still need to be clean. I mean, let's just don't, you know, run around bare chested and go, take me, Conid. I don't care. No, not really. You know.
Yeah.
Be sensitive.
You know, as you said, let's use some common sense.
Right.
And in the month of May, every year, we have the CCA Star Tournament. Got some updated news for you.
Okay.
We know that the tournament will start May 23rd. Some of you procrastinators or just oversight maybe think that you have missed out on the early bird special that had an original deadline. I believe it was in April, the end of April, around the 28th, something like that.
Okay.
Well, due to the virus, the early bird deadline has been extended until May 22nd. That is the day before the start of the tournament. On the 23rd.
Now, so, if I'm an early bird, what do I get?
There's a great boat motor trailer package that you put in the drawing for. So, you know, I mean, sign up and support CCA. If you're going to go fishing, as we tell people, that's your fishing insurance.
Absolutely.
Because there's going to be 60 redfish, tagged redfish out there, plus different species for the biggest. And just for entering, you've got the early bird drawing, and then by entering, there will be another membership drawing at the end of the tournament. So, I mean, that's two chances right there.
Yeah, and the prizes on this thing are just amazing. And I haven't paid that much attention with all the other stuff that's been on everybody's plate. Was the start of the tournament moved back also?
Nope. Okay. According to the information that's on the website at ccatexas.org.
Okay.
It is still scheduled to launch on Saturday, May 23rd, and will run through Monday at 5 o'clock, September 7th.
Okay.
So,
okay, good.
And my goodness, the way fishing has been going.
Oh, amazing.
There's going to be some great opportunities, for us. Mentioned hunting, and we need to be thinking about our wildlife resources, particularly how about white-tailed deer? And we continue to monitor the control or the spread of chronic wasting disease in Texas. Through the end of February, testing resulted in 13,000 CWE samples statewide. And the number includes all samples collected in all the Texas CWD zones, far exceeded the target of 7,039. Of the 13,000 samples during this period, 26 new confirmed CWD cases were confirmed, with six additional suspect positives. This includes a new area in Val Verde County of a free-ranging whitetail last December, and a second found in close proximity about a month later. basically what it's showing, Harold, is that in the containment zones or the test zones, that's pretty much where CWD is remaining and has been concentrated. It's not, it has not become a wildfire that's just sweeping across Texas.
Mm-hmm. Good, good.
So,
Back on the coronavirus thing real quick, just we've been talking about how American industry, you know, has really gotten in gear to provide needed equipment. Like we've talked about our friends at Ford and 3M and GE Health, all of the things they're producing. And very interestingly, our friends at Smith & Wesson, within a few days out of the outbreak, they had their engineering team getting gear and designed a process to produce face shields utilizing 3D printers and readily available materials and commenced building. And they're now doing 1,000 face shields a day that they're giving away.
You know, the ingenuity and the ability for engineers to redesign and refit is astounding. You know, we've read about it in history books in time of war, and now to do it to fight a virus is amazing. It doesn't seem like, but just a few weeks ago when there were certain governors screaming for more ventilators, and now we've got a surplus, you know.
Well, and hopefully, you know, learning from this, it ain't going to hurt to store more.
You know? Well, that recap that I mentioned, again, it's going to be enlightening to figure out who did it right and who cut corners and did something else.
Well, and also who jacked up prices and whatever. I mean, a lot of those people need to be spanked really badly. But also... It's something hopefully we're learning from, as opposed to the damn politicians going shoulda, woulda, coulda, so-and-so, point a finger. Oh, come on, man. You know, we're all in this together.
Well, maybe we're in it together, but it seems like those that screamed the loudest are the ones that did the least, you know?
Right, right.
So that's something come November, I hope people remember.
Right.
Hey, listen, we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got... our best bets and the outdoor report. So y'all stick around as you're listening to Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. With mild weather and trees just starting to leaf out, it's a perfect time to satisfy that cabin fever and get out at night to do some hog hunting, going after free-ranging exotics, or even some predator hunting. Clifford Cheadle at Third Coast Thermal says there is not a slowdown in the interest in their quality lineup of products. They're now distributors for Synox, a low-lux camera that includes the Synox Aurora Sport, Aurora Black, and Aurora Base. These are moonlight capable, and they can be put on a weapon, used as a monocle, on a helmet, and record color in low light. The Aurora Sport and Black are in stock and ready to rock. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. Harold, how about our best bets?
Yeah, we need to get out there among them, friends. Check in the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday's rated as a good one. Monday is another fair day. Tuesday is another good day. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday as well as next Saturday and Sunday, they're all good ones. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, this major feeding time will begin during the mid-morning hours, continuing until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to begin feeding either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. On Thursday, May the 7th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. This Sunday through Friday is a string of days with a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Next Saturday and Sunday will each have a single-tide schedule of one high and one low.
All right, on the coast, we got some more good news for you. First off, the travel restriction between Texas and Louisiana has been lifted, and so that means, folks, in Texas can go to Louisiana
and come back,
and they can come back. That's right. And from all reports over at Calcasieu at Big Lake, good fishing continues. Redfish have been around the weirs, and we're starting to see some birds working. Sabine Lake, the best trout fishing continues along the shorelines. Check out the mussel shoal beds. In Trinity, good flounder bite has occurred around the rocks in East Galveston Bay. They just reopened yesterday on Friday, May 1st, and, the entire Galveston Bay area was shut down, including our charter captains. So it's good to see everybody back on the water. On the Texas City Dyke, sheepshead fishing remains good around the dyke. In Freeport, we've got some good fishing around the jetties. Again, sheepshead activity has been very good with good trout activity back in the marsh areas. East Matagorda, talked to Captain Tommy Coons, and he's pretty excited because the boat ramps are back open in Matagorda, and redfish have been good on soft plastics around the reefs and shorelines. In West Bay, the flounder activity is heating up. Heading to Port O'Connor, where black drum have been good on blue crab or shrimp, and flounder have been good around the jetties. Sheepshead have been excellent near the big jetties. In Corpus Christi Bay, speckled trout are good around the mid-bay reefs on artificial baits or shrimp. In Baffin Bay, darker color soft plastics have been good for redfish and trout and flounder in water less than 4 feet deep. Port Mansfield, it's open again, and our friends at Getaway Lodge tell us that they're back and operational, so groups of six can be accommodated. Redfish and flounder being caught in East Cut and both east and west of the cut, depending upon the wind direction. In Port Isabel, boat ramps are open and charter services have resumed their activity. Trout can be found in shallow grass flats along the Laguna Madre. On shrimp, redfish have been found in shallow water around the grass flats as well. And finally, at South Padre, speckled trout have been best in deeper water transitions and are good on soft plastics. Redfish are in the shallows along the grass flats. How about our lakes, Harold?
Yep, let's head to East Texas. Caddo, largemouth bass are excellent in shallow water in trees and cover in 1 to 4 feet using plastic creatures, frogs, flukes, rattle baits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and submerged structure. White bass are excellent on jigs and small crankbaits in the main lake. Conroe, largemouth bass are good fishing Carolina rigs, spinners, some deep crankbait. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Fork,
Largemouth bass are excellent on plastic worms, topwater, and chatterbaits near roadbeds, submerged structure, and points in 8 to 12 feet. Use those frogs in shallow grass and lily pads. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in 12 to 20 feet, Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, flukes, topwater baits, Texas rig creature baits in 5 to 14 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in the timber areas and brush piles 10 to 15 feet deep. Livingston. Black bass are good in creek beds, points, drops with mainly weighted Carolina rig worms and an occasional crankbait. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in most structures under 6 feet. Nackinich, largemouth bass are excellent and consistent early morning on topwater with flat water, spinners and crankbaits using those hitting drops, and creature baits shallow, normally late. Crappie remain good on jigs within shaded structure. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good with topwaters and deep rigged weighted worms. Crappie are best with minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend, largemouth bass remain good with vegetative cover in timber and along the shallow western points using subtle colored worms, smaller spinners. Crappie are good on minnows in structure. Athens, largemouth bass are excellent on Carolina rig worms, chatterbaits, and bladed spinnerbaits working the vegetation edges and the grasslands. Plastic frogs are effective along grassy shorelines and lily pads. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs among natural and man-made structures and creeks. Bass drop. Largemouth bass are good fishing grass lines and brushy coves on Carolina rig plastics, stick baits, and plastic frogs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 12 to 18 feet. Belton. Black bass are good in creeks and grassy coves on bladed spinners and wacky worms. White bass are good in the main lake. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Oh, really? That's your knee? Anyway, they're good on minnows and jigs near structure and brush piles at 12 to 18 feet of water. Fayette, largemouth bass are excellent on plastic worms and crankbaits in 6 to 12 feet off main lake points and drop-offs. Palestine, largemouth bass are excellent working Texas rig soft plastic creatures, swim baits, and crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows around bridges and marinas in 10 to 18 feet. Hybrid stripers are very good on slabs and live bait. White bass are excellent on swim baits and slabs in 25 to 45 feet. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, plastic lizards and frogs, and topwater baits fishing 3 to 12 feet near submerged vegetation and the creeks. White bass and hybrids are excellent on jigs and swim baits under birds or deeper near points and humps when marking large bait schools on sonar. Somerville. White bass and hybrids are excellent fishing slabs and jigs in 25 to 40 feet. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs in 14 to 20 feet. Largemouth bass are excellent with plastic frogs and worms, crankbaits, jerkbaits, and topwaters near the points, rocks, and grassy coves. Stillhouse. Black bass are good on crankbait, spinners, and Carolina rig soft plastic worms working vegetation in 10 feet along brush, rock bluffs, or roadbeds. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles and standing structure. Tawakoni. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, square bill crankbaits in 6 to 12 feet. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on swim baits and slabs. Watch for diving birds to mark feeding schools or use that sonar to locate fish feeding in schools of bait over deeper points, creek beds, and humps in the main lake. Texoma. Striped bass and white bass are excellent on live bait. Diving birds are marking feeding schools throughout the lake. Largemouth bass are excellent fishing plastic creatures, swim baits, crankbaits in 6 to 14 feet of water. Whitney. Black bass are good on crankbaits topwater early, plastic worms later in the day, fishing 8 to 10 feet. White bass are excellent on the main lake with jigging spoons and slabs. Stripers are excellent when jigging slabs and live bait fishing the main lake. Watch for diving birds working above the feeding schools of those fish. Tyler. Black bass are excellent on Carolina rig creature baits, bladed spinners and crankbaits, fishing dock structures and brushy shorelines in 6 to 15 feet. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows.
Tell you what, Harold, we got a lot of excellent reports in that stretch on many of our inland lakes. Let's head down south, Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir black bass fishing has been good. Fishing the river channel structure and the first drop-off along the steep shorelines. Successful trips have been those that have been fishing topwater, plastic worms, and spinnerbaits. Choke Canyon Reservoir, largemouth bass fishing continues to be good on topwaters. With excellent water clarity, spinners, worms, and jigs fishing deeper depths. White bass remain good, but are moving out of the Frio River toward deeper water. Falcon Reservoir. We've had some windy days, but still black bass fishing remains good around the rocks and trees with creature baits. The shad are spawning on windy rocky banks, so fish a square bill bait. And Carolina rig just a little deeper off those point ledges. Pay attention to the shady side of the lake. Heading to Brownwood, where largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, rattlebaits, plastic worms in 10 feet of water, with frogs working well in shallow grass. Allen Henry, black bass are good close to shore in coves, feeding regularly with soft plastic tackle, including worms and jigs. O.H. Ivy, black bass fishing remains good as spawning continues in the river near flooded timber on worms and spinners. Crappie are good with lots of slabs moving and competing for minnows and jigs. How about Central Texas?
Yeah, but let's head to the Hill Country. Lake Austin, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, chatterbaits, plastic worms in 8 to 14 feet. There's an early topwater bite with plugs and plastic frogs. Buchanan, largemouth bass are good with red, dark brown, and watermelon-colored plastic worms, stick baits, crankbaits, working along grass edges in 6 to 12 feet. Early morning bites with plastic frogs are going on in the grassy areas. Striped bass are good with slabs, jigging spoons, and live bait. White bass are good on minnows and slabs when fishing deeper water and using sonar to locate schools of bait fish. Scout for diving birds early or late in the day. They mark the feeding schools. Canyon. Striper bass fishing is good on main lakes. The humps, vertical jigging, striper jigs, topwater baits when schools are nearing the surface. White bass are good on main lake points and humps. Look for birds diving over feeding schools. Largemouth bass are excellent in brushy shoreline, gravel beds, road beds with square bill crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastic lizards, and bladed spinners, with some fish taking on topwater plugs and plastic frogs. LBJ, black bass are excellent in deeper water, 7 to 14 feet, with Texas rig plastic creatures, spinners, and crankbaits. Also, plastic frogs are working well in grass and lily pads. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows around brush, marinas, and docks. White bass are excellent over main lake points and humps in 20 to 35 feet of water. Travis, largemouth bass are excellent fishing in 6 to 14 feet with wacky worms. Topwater is early. Square bill crankbaits. Plastic frogs are effective in grass and lily pads. White bass are excellent on jigs, crankbaits, and slabs, working the main lake points and the humps. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 12 to 20 feet. And over Waco Way, largemouth bass are excellent on spinnerbaits, silver or white crankbaits, plastic frogs, jerkbaits in 4 to 12 feet of water. Crappie are fair on minnows and jigs, fishing structure up to 20 feet. Sunfish are very good on worms or crickets.
On the hunting scene, we've got another regulated hunting season that opened on Friday, and it's going to run through May 31st. Harold, it's your favorite, the East Texas squirrel season.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. May 9 through 10, the South Zone youth-only spring turkey season occurs in 54 counties. Through May 3rd, which is this Sunday, the South Zone season continues. May 17 is the last day for the North Zone spring season in 101 North Zone counties. Then on May 23rd through the 24th, we've got a youth-only spring turkey season. August 31 is the date for the javelina season, South Zone, and the other open county squirrel season. That is our year-round hunting that we've got across Texas. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're heading to the coastal bend of Texas. Gary Graham, the rental management company, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, the time has come where bucks are putting on new growth for their antlers, and mama deer will be dropping fawns in just a few weeks. We need to have Fortified Cottonseed available to help replenish what they don't have and to help enhance that milk production. It's easy to set up. Hogs, coons, they don't really mess with it. So for more information on Fortified Cottonseed Blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Tell you what, you know, I wear many caps in my lifetime, and one of them is real estate. That goes hand in hand with the outdoor world, so there's a nice fit. And there's a guy that I have had the pleasure of working with for better than 16, 17 years down in the Coastal Bend. His name is Gary Graham. He's got the rental management company and Gary Graham Realty. Gary, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Gary, this is Harold. Are you the one responsible for all those condos Bill has?
Well, yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah, you know, the Mid-Coast area is just a really exciting area, and one reason why I wanted to have Gary on is here, Texas is just reopening after our beaches and some of the boat ramps and waterways have been shut down, and Gary, in my mind, that to me means opportunity, an opportunity to get first choice of dates as well as condos or homes for someone that may want to come down with the family and spend a few days or a week or so, right?
It is. Absolutely. People have been sitting poised waiting for things to be lifted, and I don't think a lot of people planned ahead. So I think there's going to be a nice crowd that starts to be calling so that they can get in on what's available down here. And of course, our bookings have been pretty slow, but I can only anticipate that these are going to start picking up rather quickly.
Yeah, Gary, people tend to think hotels, motels, but now when you're looking at an opportunity for like condominiums and houses and stuff, I gather you guys got a fair amount of inventory right now?
Absolutely. There has been people coming down for monthly stays, which is that's been good, but of course we've had a ban here in Corpus and Port Aransas on vacation rentals until actually today. It will be lifted tonight, and then this can resume as of tomorrow.
Yeah, and the other thing is, looking at the outdoor opportunities, with the lack of crowds, the lack of boats running along shorelines, people fishing, less pressure, fish have settled down offshore, out to 9 nautical miles. Red snapper have had no pressure on them. Just some great opportunities to fish. And that doesn't make any difference whether you're looking for a place to stay on the water, on the bayside, or beachfront. You can accommodate both, right?
Absolutely. And obviously, we've got condominiums where if you have boats, you can just pull right up to your unit. And that makes it seriously convenient for you to just walk out the back door of your condo, get into your boat, and go fishing. And the fishing's been pretty good. I've had some fellas bring me a whole sack of redfish the other day that they caught, and so they said it was doing well. And so they evidently had enough to where they brought me some, and it was very nice.
Does that mean you'll trade for fish, Gary?
I'll trade for fish.
We're visiting with Gary Graham from The Rental Management Company. Their website is rentalmgmt.com. That's rentalmgmt.com. You can go to their different divisions and look at condos, homes, or homes for sale. Gary, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would, hold on, please. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation about activities on the Coastal Bend with Gary Graham from Rental Management Company right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Gary Graham from The Rental Management Company and Gary Graham Realty, located there on North Padre Island. They service the entire Coastal Bend area. Gary, it's funny how your life and my life kind of paralleled as we grew up. You were with your dad, and back in the 70s when I was with my dad developing property, remember seeing the activities there on North Padre Island. You've seen a few changes besides Packery Channel. Anything really big that you think has had a significant impact to the region?
Well, I do. We first came out here to the island where my dad was involved as a land developer player out here in the early 70s. So it's been almost 50 years that I've been on Padre Island, and you can imagine the changes. And so with the dredging of the canals out here for subdivisions and single families all the way to Packery Channel, the island, the face of the island has changed dramatically in the last 50 years. And fishing's still good. Fishing was absolutely wonderful 50 years ago. You just go out there and it was a lot of fun, and it's still good. So there's a lot of little holes that people won't share with anybody that they know of. Then go out and get a whole mess of fish.
Well, Gary, I imagine, too, though, I say the social life of areas like that where you've got the boat, and as things are now opening up, where people can, get in their boat and ride on over to a really cool marina or a restaurant or something and have a little hospitality and ride on back, right?
They do. There's places out here on the island where you can drive up to go to dinner on your boat, such as Snoopy's and Doc's. And during the virus shutdown, they were offering takeout where you could drive up with your boat and pick up your food and then take off.
That's great.
So it's quite convenient for the boaters.
Yeah.
You know, Harold made a comment about some investments that I've got on the island. And as I was looking at where to invest, Gary, one thing that impressed me is the proximity, the different things that North Padre has available, and one of them is just a short drive across the causeway. You're on the mainland, and as we get older, healthcare becomes important. And we've got some great health care there on the mainland in Corpus Christi, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's just a hospital just a few minutes away from the island. And there's a nice health care place out here on the island that does treats for minor trauma and for you know, anything going into a little clinic there. So there's health care out here. But there is very qualified health care just within a few minutes of here. So we're very fortunate to have that.
Well, also, you can fly into Corpus, right?
Sir?
You can fly into Corpus.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You can fly into Corpus.
Yeah,
for those that are wanting airport. To
access, right, for those that are wanting to access the area, yeah, certainly fly into Corpus, rent a vehicle, and then head out to the island. For someone that's wanting to invest, and again, I'll go back to say, you know, some people may be frustrated, and they go, oh, you know, we haven't had much activity, not sure that we want to do this, maybe it's time for us to sell. Others are going, gee, maybe now is an opportunity to take a look and get a deal or buy a place that may not have been available. What's your perspective on sales coming up? You think there's some pent-up demand out there?
I do. And surprisingly, there was quite a few sales during this period. Of course, those were probably in escrow prior to being shut down for COVID. But the sales activity may have had a little bit of a hiccup, but it hasn't stopped. And so there are roughly 143 condos out there for sale right now. So I imagine folks, some of those will be, you know, pretty serious about selling. So I think it'd be a good time to be looking.
Yeah, Gary, putting my my PR ad guy hat on, because we're still going to have concerns over this virus situation. Are you guys doing anything like, you know, and I don't mean to be facetious on this, but, you know, hanging something on a doorknob going like condo recently sanitized for your protection, stuff like that, because people are worried.
They are worried, and they have every right to be.
Yeah.
And while the virus has a short life in comparative, you know, I think it's anywhere from 2 days to 9 days on surfaces,
mm-hmm.
there are companies out there that we've explored and looking at so that in between rentals, they can come in and they have the necessary chemicals, they have the necessary cleaning agents that they can clean all of the surfaces and do well with a mindset of eliminating as much of that as possible. So I think that's a very valid point.
You know, talk about not having to worry about things. That's one of the nice things about having a second home and working with a management company. It's kind of what I call plug and play. You know, plug your key in the door, unlock it, use it, lock the door, and then go, Gary, take care of it, my friend.
Well, that's what we try to do, and that's the nice thing about being an owner is where you can come down and enjoy it and then not have all of the hassle with the rest of it. So that's just part of the joys of ownership.
Absolutely. And as we move forward, I keep listening and on, say, Fox Business News, they're always touting in the mornings about the interest rates. If someone is looking to buy and finance a second home, rates are pretty low. Or is that what you're seeing?
I am. I'm seeing that. I'm seeing some 4% money out there, and that is that's good news. It just depends on the banker and, of course, the personal's qualifying criteria, but. The interest rates, and according to the Federal Reserve yesterday, they're going to continue to keep those low for a while to help stimulate the economy back. So that's good news for investors.
Yeah, Gary, before we wrap this up, I want to hit on this again one more time. We alluded to it, but, okay, I'm looking where I can go down and I can rent. I'm looking to where I can go down and buy, but also because of what you do, that means that I can buy a place and I'm not going to move down there permanently. When I'm not using it, you can rent it to somebody else, so I'm making money off of it, right?
Yes, sir.
And yes, sir. To me, that's smart real estate investment, you know? There's all sorts of ways you can protect your personal property. Maybe set up an owner's closet that's locked off that only the owner has the key, and the rest of the time it's available. You know, in the years, you probably see a lot of creativity with owners that do allow various rental terms, right?
Yes, sir. There are many different ways to accommodate different owners and their needs, and we try to tailor that to them. And so they can come down here and use it when they want to, and then they can just even schedule online. This is when I'm coming down, and that way we just book around it.
You know, sometimes when there is a problem and things are shut down and maybe no income being generated like we had, sometimes there's some people that get in trouble, but I really haven't heard that. I mean, it sounds as though this part of the Texas coast got some good owners, pretty good shape, and, you know, they're paying their dues and taxes, and we're not seeing foreclosures, are we?
We are not. I have not. And while there may be one or two out there of the hundreds and hundreds of units that we manage, we haven't had hardly, just not that many calls at all about people saying that we're struggling with this. And so I think we're pretty blessed that we've got a lot of owners that have been able to sustain the last couple of months.
Yeah, that's good news for somebody that maybe looks at the financials on a condo HOA or, you know, just a subdivision HOA, to make sure that your neighbors are, you know, are in good shape, because we're all kind of joined at the hip when we do these investments. Once again, we've been visiting with Gary Graham from The Rental Management Company and Gary Graham Realty. Their website is rentalmgmt.com, and the office number is 361-949-9050. Again, 361-949-9050. Folks, come on down and play on some of the sand I play on and fish some of my waters. It is absolutely gorgeous. Gary, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Gary. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we have coming up?
Here we go. Well, first of all, May 10th, remember now, that's next Sunday. That's Mother's Day, okay? And Mom might want to go fishing. Okay, think about that. May 23 to September 7, that's going to be the 2020 CCA Star Tournament statewide. Amazing event. Go to ccatexas.org for information. Of course, the May 25th, Memorial Day. Remember those who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. Of course, that'll be celebrated all over the nation. You know, Say something nice to a vet, too, if you get a chance. All the other organizations, of course, things are a little bit on hold. Check your websites for your favorite outdoor organization, and you can still join them now or upgrade your membership and help out, all right? And then once you get out there, go to one of those great events or take mom fishing in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
All right, tell you what, we want to thank our guest today, Gary Graham Realty and the Rental Management Company. Great folks. Website is rentalmgmt.com, or give them a call at 361-949-9050. Harold, I want to talk to you about maybe buying a house or a condo down there. I can help you do a little investing on, you know, and with Gary's help.
That's good. You got some swamp land for me, too, while we're at it?
No. I won't sell you swamp land, you know.
Hey, man. You know, there's some deals out there, but yes, really a lot of great information. Also, as far as good information, friends, be sure visit our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, okay? Because, you know, like, what did Gary say? Well, you can go to the show, on the site, because we have them there by date, and go, oh, that's some really good information. I think I'll give him a buzz, or whatever, any of our great guests. But we have the shows archived, like, forever, so you can go down memory lane. And, of course, you can catch those programs also on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeartRadio, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and all of those networking sites. If you got one of those sites where it says like us, okay? That'll just help spread the word. Do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Okay, so be safe out there, whether you're on the ground, on the water, in the air, whatever. Be safe so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.